Blog Talk Radio.
Some people have seen where God has brought you from. Don't really understand it. You don't know the story.
You don't know my story. You don't know
the things.
You don't know the things that I come through. You cannot imagine, not imagine. All the trials, the pain, the trials I had.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, apostle, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. So happy to have each and every one of you all. That song was done by John P. Key and the New Life Community of this choir that says life and favor of God. Some folks say, favor ain't fair. I said, favor is fair when it's coming from God. Hallelujah. We're going to ask Pastor Bill to give us a word of prayer. And after that, we'll get right into the lesson. Praise God.
Praise God. And thank you, Pastor, for that song. Amen. Amen. Beautiful. The share is coming from 1 John. The third chapter and the 11th verse. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you on another thankful Thursday, giving you praise and thanking you, Father God, for all of your many blessings. Father God, we thanking you for the listeners, all those that called in, those that are listening by internet. We thank you, Father God, for our pastor and those who participate, Father God. Lord, we give you thanks to you, Father God. Thanking you, Father God, for the healings that have gone forth, Father God, and the healing taking place right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Father God, help us all to stand on your word, believe what your word said, trust in your word, Father God. And allow your word to be in the lining of our hearts, Father God, so that you will not depart from us, Father God. Lord, we just ask that you continue to have your way, Father God. And we bind up anything and everything that may try to come up against this broadcast and try to come up against our pastor and all the listeners and those that participate. Because your word tells us greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So, Father God, help us believe that and be with all those, Father God, that they will know that the Scripture says, by your stripes you are healed. So we have to believe it. And it helps us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart. So let us not waver off and let us continue to stay focused and stand firm on the Word of God. Be with those who are breathing, Father God. Lord, we know you know what they're going through. We ask that you will comfort their hearts, Father God. Keep them in perfect peace, Father God. Let them know, Father God, that you will never leave them nor forsake them, Father God. And continue, Lord, to just be with them and be that rock that they need at a time such as this. Be with all those that are going through, Father God, standing at the crossroads of life, trying to make the right decision. Father God, let your Holy Spirit speak to someone to guide that person and help that person to make the right decision through prayer and the word of God. Lord, we just thank you again for our pastor. We ask that you continue to keep him covered in the blood of Jesus as he continue to teach this word today, Father God, and add the word out that we can understand it. And we just thank you for all things, Father God, and we ask that you will have your way, Father God, in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that word of prayer. But, brothers and sisters, we're talking about the principles to live by, and today we're discussing love. Love is the principles that you can live by. And we can give you a whole lot of reasons, but we want to pick up where we left off yesterday, and that was in Ephesians. I believe it was the 3rd chapter, 17 through the 19th verse. And it reads like this. And you being rooted, grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the width, the length, the depth, and the height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that ye may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, to him be glory.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible. Christ will live in you as you open the door and invite him in. And I ask him that with both feet planted firmly on love, you'll be able to take in with all followers of Jesus the extravagant dimension of Christ's love. Reach out and experience the breadth, test its length, plumb the depth, rise to the heights, live full lives, full in the fullness of God. Amen.
Amen. So Brother Paul says here, God's love is total. It's going to stretch wide can get, high as high can get, depth as deep as it can get. It covers the breadth of our experience, doesn't matter what it is, and it reaches out to the whole world. God's love is long. That's why sometimes you have to put up with people, and you say, how long? And your mind may say, not long. But God says, till the suffering is over. How long? Till the suffering is over. And sometimes we have to deal with some things, and it ain't easy. But I'm going to tell you, when you have this kind of love that God gives you, he gives it to you through Christ. And as said on yesterday, brothers and sisters, if you haven't been born of Christ, you're not understanding this kind of love. You can't get with this kind of love because you've got to be born of the Spirit of Christ. Paul says over there in Romans 8:35, 32. Romans 8:35-37. Who shall separate us from the love of God, from the love of Christ, shall tribulation or distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or sword? What shall separate you from the love of God?
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, who would dare even to point a finger? The one who for us, who was raised to life for us, is in the presence of God at this very moment, sticking up for us. Do you think anyone is going to be able to drive a wedge between us and Christ's love for us? There is no way. Not trouble, not hard times, not hatred, not hunger, not homelessness, not bullying, threat, not backstabbing, not even the worst sin listed in Scripture. Amen.
Amen. See, once you have been rooted and grounded in this love, The test coming. Mm-hmm. And the question going to be, what's going to separate you from the love of God that's in you? Now, I understand separation as being divided. What's going to separate you? What's going to divide you? What's going to cause you to go a different direction? What's going to cause you from being isolated from the mix? You know? Man, it's like, Lord, nothing. I'm in it now. It's like when you're baking a cake, you know, and you're throwing the ingredients in there. That's the way you mm-hmm. want to look at love. You all up in there, mm-hmm. man. You all up
all
in
right.
there. The love of Christ is already in you like that. Doesn't matter what
Thank
happens.
You.
I don't care how Thank high it gets. I don't care about being talked about. That ain't going to separate me from the love of God. I don't care what people
Amen.
Think about me. That ain't going to separate me from the love of God. Doesn't matter how Amen. Difficult times get. It's not going to overwhelm me. It's not going to take the victory that God... See, I want to tell y'all something. Y'all know where God has brought me from. And I'm not going there because once I go there, that's all I talk about for the rest of the day. And let me tell you what, brother and sister. When that love of Christ is in you, you made a decision, and it's a quality decision, that I don't care
mm-hmm.
what it is, it ain't going to separate you from the love of God. If you became homeless, you're going to still love God. But, you know, now I see why some of them homeless people still hanging on to the Lord. They got the love of Christ mm-hmm. in them, which makes a lot of sense. Ain't nothing been separated.
Amen.
Tornadoes ain't going to separate them. Hurricane ain't going to take separation. Death.
Amen.
See, when you've been rooted and grounded in this love, ain't nothing going to separate you. Not even life itself. Woo, that's powerful,
yes.
man.
Yes, it is.
Oh, I forgot. This is thankful Thursday. Man, I'm all up in this. I'm sorry. I got carried away. Y'all, I apologize. Just thankful Thursday. Hallelujah. We can get back to the scripture.
Hallelujah.
I got caught up, y'all. Y'all just don't know, man. When I saw this scripture from Ephesians yesterday, I should have just stayed right on that thing. What's going to separate you from the living God?
Nothing. Amen. Hallelujah.
They died in faith, having not yet received the promises of the sin of the far off. So, hey, brother, thankful Thursday. Hallelujah. We'll get back to that part of the scripture, but as our custom here, we want everybody to, if they have a scripture or something to say or want to be thankful for something, we want you to do that. We want you to play that part. So the door is open. Anyone want to be thankful for anything, any scripture, especially any scripture?
Hallelujah.
So it's open. Anybody?
Hallelujah. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good
God
afternoon.
Is good all the time.
Good afternoon.
And all the time, God is good.
Amen.
I want to talk about my heel. Before it all started, me and Jim was in our car, and he had to hit the brakes quick. And I had on this old cute skirt with a big old rose on it, but what I didn't know, it was slippery. And when he hit the brakes, I had my seatbelt on, but I still slid out the chair. My knee was pressed up against the glove box. My heel was underneath the foot plate. And I'm screaming. And he had to get off, go on an exit rep to get off. And when he finally got off, because I was screaming and saying I was in so much pain, he just yanked me up. And he didn't realize my foot was underneath the foot plate.
And
that caused the injury.
The first doctor we went to, he want to work on my heel with me in the chair, and he couldn't see my foot. So he jabbing, he jacked me up worse. So I had to go in the hospital, almost died, but the Lord didn't want me. He was like, no, it's not your time. I had a vision. I saw my mom. I didn't see her, but I heard her voice. She said, no, baby, go back. Go back. I was trying to get to her. And it was just amazing because in his word it say, in my house there are many mansions. And I was running down this hall, and there was doors on both sides of me. That was his mini mansion.
But
I wasn't trying to go in no door. I was trying to get to my mother. When she said, go back, I turned around and I came back. In the meantime, while I was in that state of mind, my vitals were going down. They didn't know what was going on. Here, the doctor had gave me too much medicine. She had it running an IV too fast. And it caused me to have reactions. Thank you, Jesus, that they realized what was going on. I thank the Lord for my son, because if it wasn't for him and the Lord, I don't know if I'd be here today. He wasn't ready for me. And then the heel, it just kept getting worse and worse. And the one doctor said, oh, the wound vac, that's not going to work. And I believed him. So I was like, just let him cut it off. It's not going to heal. Where was my faith? It wasn't where it was supposed to be, and that's for sure. I thought about it, and my mom came to me and was like, where's your faith? So I began to say that word. By his stripes, I am healed.
Yeah.
In the morning, in the evening, all day. Every time I thought about it, by his stripes, I am healed. And I just kept saying that. It took a good while for that foot to heal. But thank you, Jesus. Every morning when I wake up, I look down and I see my heel. I see my foot.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. By his stripes, I was healed.
Hallelujah.
I was healed. God is good all the time. We just got to believe in that word. Stand on that word.
And
I thank him. I thank him for my sister, my son, Pastor Beasley. I thank him. Because without people in my life, I wouldn't have my foot right now. Because I would let that man cut it off. I wouldn't have had my faith. By his, thank you, Jesus. By his stripes,
Hallelujah.
And all you got to do is stand on that word. Find you a scripture. Stand on that scripture. Don't let man take the O out your joy.
Go to God
and pray.
Yeah.
And he is a miracle worker.
Yeah.
So then Pastor Bell, Pastor Beasley, y'all seen that heal.
That heal
was jacked up.
Yeah.
But thank you, Jesus. All healed by his stripes, I was healed.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. And I'll share this every day.
All right, now.
With everybody. Because I am not ashamed to tell nobody what God did to me.
All right, now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Pastor Bell is a witness to all of this.
Yeah.
Because her and my son, they looked at me when I said I was going to cut that foot off. They looked at me. They looked at each other like, what we going to do? He said she's going to cut her foot off. But thank you, Jesus. Thank Hallelujah. You, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
He is good all the time, y'all. Yes, he is. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you.
I just had to share that. I've been talking about it, but I never told the whole story.
Yeah.
But
yes,
thank exactly. you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. And you know, praise God. I was in my little quiet space, and I thought about Evangelist Renee, and I thought about Pastor, and what came to my spirit was that, yes, Evangelist Renee, I'm telling you your testimony. I know Pastor, you know, he be wanting me to pray, but I think we should have like a special prayer for healing for those who don't know. And Evangelist Renee is the one I think should lead that prayer, because she can truly witness what God did for her. I'm telling you, sometime I wish I had kept that picture and then sent it to y'all, so that y'all could see what Pastor and I saw. But I didn't
right.
say that picture. I hurry up and deleted that picture. I said, I don't need to be reminded of that. But but, you know, sometimes I think about, you know, well, maybe I shouldn't send it out, and then they could see what God has done. We talk about it. But I'm telling y'all, if y'all could have witnessed what we saw, whew, I'm telling you. That doctor, no wonder he said that wound back wasn't going to help. But he didn't know the God that she served. When you trust God with your whole heart, and you say stand on that scripture, that's always say get a scripture and stand on it, and that's what she did. And I thank God that she did. But I'm telling you, God moved. He moved. And I thought about her also on yesterday evening. I was sharing with Pastor how just before Bible study, I had like a blurriness on the left side. It was like a blurriness. And I thought, oh, goodness, Lord, I can't read the word like this. I laid hands on my eye, and I prayed, and I said, quoted that scripture, by your stripes I'm healed. And within minutes, my vision was clear, and I was able to read. So I'm telling you, if you trust God, you believe God's word is faithful, his word is true, and don't doubt, oh, he'll work it. He'll do it for you. But you can't doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Can't doubt. Got to stand on the word of God. So thank you, Evangelist Renee, for your faith, for your
yes.
word. You have even blessed me as well as others, I'm sure. But I'm telling you, you have blessed me. I just thank God for you. And, yes, I was there through the whole process. And I'm going to share this, and then I'm going to turn it back over to Pastor. Her son and I were sitting there talking, and she was joining in on the conversation with us. We were just talking, and then she would doze off. And then she would come back in on the last conversation. Here we done went on to something else. And her son said, oh, something ain't right with mama. I said, nope, you're right. Something ain't right. And that's when her blood pressure began to drop. It was dropping. So we thank God that, and I thank God for my nephew as well, how he knows his mother, how he pays attention, and he knows when something's not right with her. So, you know, that's truly a blessing also. So I just wanted to share that testimony as well. Thank God.
Amen. Amen. Do we have another one? Hallelujah. Pastor just said something a moment ago. Brother and sister, I'm going to tell you, if you don't learn nothing, learn to doubt your doubt. If you do that, then you can believe.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Whatever you have to say, whatever you have to use, if you have to tell the devil, that's not my portion right there, that's not me. That's not for me.
Mm-hmm.
God got favor on my life.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes you gotta tell yourself. You know, you can sometimes you can be your worst enemy. Believe it or not.
Amen. Amen.
You can be your worst enemy. Every time it seems like then doubt will creep in. Don't let doubt creep in. Do something with doubt.
That's right. Amen.
I mean, even if what the psalmist says, my flesh and my heart fail. But God. But God is the strength of my spirit and my portion forever. You have to find a way to doubt to doubt.
Amen.
Don't matter. So that's what really Paul is saying over here in Romans 8. That's exactly what he's saying when you think about it.
Amen.
Yeah, see, when you look at that nay, it's like straight out no. No. In all things, we are more than conquerors through him.
And our
to be able to be a conqueror, to be able to take over, to be able to control, to be able to be a conqueror is to be victorious. And he says, the love of God that's in Christ Jesus makes this happen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. It's and I know any kind of love. I know we our time is just about there, but I'm gonna tell you, brothers and sisters, this love actually in the Greek, what it really means, inexhaustible love, in other words, it's the kind of love that is incapable of wearing out.
All right. Amen.
You know how your tires wear out in your car? On your car? Paul said, this is the kind of love that he put on us. He said, this is the kind of love that he have in him. It's this kind of love, brother and sister.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, another word, you know, it's the kind of love you don't even show well. I don't know if you ever bought a new car and the new tires. You come back 2 months later, they still look new. Don't show nowhere at all. Or if you bought something in your house and for your house. And I got a mixer right now. It looks brand new. It looks like it just came from the store. No scratches, no nothing. That's the kind of love. You can't visible see anywhere on the kind of love that God. You don't even. I mean, you be using this stuff. You be using the love of God, and it's like the more you use it, the more you get.
All right.
Yeah.
Man.
It's the kind of love that's determined. It's determined. You know, it's a love that has patience. It waits on you.
Thank you, Lord.
It's a kind of preserving kind of love. Love that God has put in us. It's steadfastness.
Yes,
and he's still rely on it. It's not wavering.
Thank you, Lord.
It's always active. This kind of love is always taking care of business.
All right. Say that.
So he says, this kind of love, it ain't gonna separate me from God. Not what he even put in me.
All right. Amen.
I was listening at James Renee's testimony. Brother and sister, when you know that God is you're going to be like Paul here. He was testifying in a way. Because when you read this, you'll kind of see, he says, who is he that condemned? It is Christ that died for me. Yet it was Christ who raised again for me. who's even at the right-hand side of God, who also right there, right now, making intercession for me. What's going to separate me from this kind of love? Who got my back no matter what?
Hallelujah.
Kind of love. What you going to separate? You on that family problem? Because you don't have enough finances to do what you want to do? You going to let that? What you going to let separate you? I mean, you going to let stress? You going to let the famine, nakedness? I mean, what?
Nothing.
The writer just came to the conclusion. That's right. That's right. Say it, Pastor.
Nothing. That's right. Let nothing.
You can make me doubt it. You can't make me doubt him. You can't make me doubt him in my heart. You can't make me doubt him.
No,
you can't make me doubt him. You can't make me doubt him in my heart.
Amen.
Amen. Ain't nothing you can do or say to make me doubt.
Hallelujah.
Stop hesitating. I know that's a word that we don't use too much, but stop hesitating. The moment you know that's you, don't hesitate. You know that's the, hey, man, that scripture, that's for me. Now, I ain't going to let nothing.
Hallelujah.
When you come to a place that you didn't already made up in your mind, nor height, nor depth, or any other creature. This man come to a place to realize, I'm not going to even let death separate me. I'm not going to even let life itself separate me from the love of Christ. Oh, that is some kind of deep, brother, sister.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
There ain't nothing you can do to make me doubt it. Like she was saying.
That's right.
I ain't gonna even hesitate. Yeah, see, if you don't hesitate, you're gonna have a problem. They want you to hesitate. Well, I don't know about this. No, I know. I know he's a healer. I know he's a deliverer. Ain't no hesitation.
Yes, he is, man.
He will. Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Anyone else?
Hallelujah.
Y'all don't hurry up, you know. This evangelist, Renee, she on flight. She got a lot of stuff on her. And y'all know Pastor does. And me, you can say about it. So you better go. Come on now. Hallelujah.
I know I ain't the only person God has done something for.
I know that's right.
I know that's right. Anyone else?
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Okay. Well, hey, we'll see you all on tomorrow for the word at noon. Thank you.